Welcome to Parak Yud and Hilchos Naziros. This is the final Parak of Naziros. And the Rambam now is going to deal with something very technical, which is going to be this overlap between Naziros and, let's say, Tzaras and Tumah, specifically cases where there's a suffix, where there's a question of during a person's Naziros, for example, if he might be Tzaras or not, or if he might be Tumah Mase or not. So it gets a little complicated. Not that many halachas, but each halacha is pretty chunky. So the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, "Ein adam megaleach tiglachas achas v'lo nezira u'tzarasa." So the Rambam says that a person can't basically package up, become efficient with his cutting of the hair after his naziros, and say, "You know what? I'm going to shave my hair once, and that's going to count both for my naziros and for my tzaras." Then he says, "V'tiglachas tzaras bizman shu suffik mitzara ein adochas in naziros." Okay, so if somebody has to cut his hair because he's tzaras, okay, because of a case of suffik mitzara, where we're not sure if he has tzaras or not, that does not push aside his naziros. Okay, his naziros, the neder still stands. So he's going to explain. Lefika, misha nazar shana achas. So let's say someone made a neder to be a nazir for a year. V'haya b'chol hashana hazo suffik mitzara v'suffik tamei meis. And throughout this year, what was the status? He was a suffik tzaras, right? Meaning he wasn't sure if he was tzaras or not. And also during this time of being a nazir, a suffik whether he touched a dead body or not. Oh, Shahaya Vas Safik Mitzara, or let's say he was a Safik Mitzara, Ubus Sofa Shana, and at the end of the year of him being a Nazir, Nitzma Bisafik, he then became, there was a Safik whether it became Tamer or not. Then, Harezim Mona Shiva Yamim, so what does he do in the situation? He counts his 7 days, and during that 7 days, Umazeb Shlishi Ushvi. So he would get the Paraduma water poured on him on the set third and seventh day of him being Tamer. Okay, he would not cut his hair on the seventh day. Okay, that's the key. And he wouldn't be able to go ahead and drink wine or become Tamei Meis until after 4 years have gone by because of all these suffix. Because remember, his original zeros is for a year. He could eat from korbanos after 2 years. Because he can eat from it after 2 years because he must cut his hair 4 separate times. Why? Tiglachas tahara. So one of them is for completing his naziris. V'tiglachas tuma mesafik. And one of them is because he had to cut his hair out of being a safek tuma. Ushte tiglachayos shemegaleach mitzora. And there's 2 separate cuttings of the shavings of the hair that are required when you're a mitzora. So that's why there's 4. There's, again, after naziris. There is the one out of Suffolk Tuma when he's a Nazir, and then the 2 that are required when you're at Tzaras, Shrehu Suffolk Mitzara, because he's a Suffolk Mitzara as well. So that's why he'd have to cut his hair 4 times throughout this process. Okay, Alacha Beis. Now, Tiglachas Rishona, of these 4, Tiglachas Rishona, the first cutting of the hair, Megalechosa Akashana Rishona, he would shave his hair after the first year. Umegalechba Rosho Uzkano Begabo Zainab. So what does he cut? He cuts the hair of his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. So what does he do? He goes through the normal tahara process that any person who had tzaras would go through, which involves the hyssop and the birds and all these other things. Im eino tamei meis, okay, v'lo mitzara. Now let's say he wasn't tamei meis or he was not mitzara. Harei tiglach ha-tzara sham nizirusa. Okay, so again, remember, this is all suffix. So if it turns out he wasn't actually Tamei Meis and Mitzara, then this is considered, this first cutting of the hair, to be the one you do for the completion of the Naziris. Vemu Mitzara Vadai Bishana Rishana. But let's say it turns out, again, it's a suffix, so we don't really know. But let's say he had Tzaras that first year. Harei Tiglachas Rishana Shem Mitzara. Then this first hair cutting is considered the first one necessary for Tzaras. So again, if he's a suffix Tzaras, suffix Tamei Meis, Vadai Nazir. He has to cut his hair 4 times. The first one takes place after the first year. He cuts his hair, his beard, and his eyebrows. And he goes through the process of Tahara for someone having Tzaras. Now, if in truth or in some sort of objective reality, he wasn't Tamei Meis or Tzaras, then this first hair cutting counts towards the Naziris. If in reality he was Tzaras in his first year, then this first hair cutting is the first one required for Tzaras. Then he has to wait a second year because that was his original neder was for a year-long naziris. After that year, he had to cut his hair for the second required hair cutting for being a mitzora. Because he can't cut his hair after the normal 7-day period of time, right? Shema eno mitzora ela tamei meis, because it's possible he's not doesn't have tzaras, but he touched a dead body. Vaday haya v'shana shniya zu harehu bought nazir she asur galeach. Right. So now we're going to say in the second year maybe he's really tamei meis. Umaacha she gilach shtei tiglachayos elu. Now after he does this second hair cutting shlema taharas atzaras. So now he's completed the hair cuttings required for the tzaras, and then you can eat from karbanos. The shoah shana shlishis, he's got to now do a third year of his nazirus. Again, he only made a neder be nazir for a year, but because of these sfeikos, he has to continue it. So now he does his third 1 year of nazirus. Now he has to cut his hair a third time after that third year. Shema mitzora vaday haya b'shana rishona. Maybe he had tzaras vaday for sure in the first year. V'lohaya tamei meis, and he wasn't tamei meis. V'shana rishona, and then therefore that first year, lo also doesn't count for him. Meshehi yemei chiluto, because that's the time where he's kind of in quarantine. V'shana shniya lo also lo, and the second year of his zeros wouldn't have counted. Meshehi yemei sviro shal mitzara, shebein tiklachas rishona shniya, because that's the amount of time he has to count between his first hair cutting as being having tzaras and the second one. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech l'sho shana shlishis ben nazirusa. That's why he has to wait a third year as a nazir. Umegaleach tiglachas shlishis nazirusa, and he cuts his hair a third time for his nazirus. And vehi tiglachas tahara, and now that can be considered again the appropriate hair cutting you do after your nazir, or o shema tamei meis vaday haya, or maybe he was really a tamei meis all along. Umitzor vada, and he also had tzaras. Then tiglachas achas ola nazirusa ulutzarasa. And then these hair cuttings don't count towards nazirus or saras. The nif says tiglachas rishona ushniya tiglachas saras. And then we would find out that the hair cutting, the first and second ones were for saras, but tiglachas shlishis and the third hair cutting is for him being tamei meis. Then achas mishaloshanim ola, and then none of these 3 years would count towards nazirus. Sharia shlishis tiglachas tahara tuma. Excuse me, tuma. And because the third one is considered now one for tuma, that's why the fikach tzarech l'shal shana revias. That gives him the fourth year of Naziros, umigaleach tiglachas revias. And that's why then he would, have to do another haircutting. Usaro b'chol tiglachas safek asa b'nayim esafek. All the hair he cuts off these four times, there's a safek whether he could benefit from it or not. Shaseyar nazir shenitztara mutabaniya. Because technically speaking, the hair that comes from a nazir who got tzaraas, you could benefit from. But these are all cases of safek. So yes, someone asked before, someone who had tzaraas also has to shave their head. So that's why you have this incredible convergence here, where you have the nazir has to do a haircutting. When you have tzaraas, you have to do two haircuttings. And then when you're tamei meis, you have to do a haircutting. So when you're nazir. So with all these things together, because of all these suffix, that's why in this case, a nazir would have to have 4 years of nazirus and four haircuttings. Okay, so too, halacha gimel, v'chein nader eser shana nazirus. Okay, so let's say the guy made a neder to be a nazir for 10 years, v'hoyu bahein suffik mitzora, and at some point during that 10 years, there's a question whether he was a mitzora or not, the no-lo suffik tumah, v'sofan, and let's say a suffik tumah emerged towards the end of this period of time, harezeinu shosa b'yayin, now here's the problem, he cannot drink wine ad arbaim shana, okay, four naziros here, because each one's 10 years, 40 years, he's out, umigaleach arba tiglachos, achas b'sofko eser shanim, and then you have to do four haircuttings, one each at the end of 10 years. Because remember, these suffix don't destroy the naziris. Tiglachas, rishona suffix yemei tzarasa. So the first haircutting would be for the suffix tzaras. Shnia, suffix yemei sviro shal mitzara. The second one, again, for the question concerning the counting of the days of being in the tzaras. Shlishis is the suffix tamasa. The third chunk of 10, because he's suffix tame. And revius, tiglachas tara. Finally, the last one, will be the haircutting you do after being a nazir. Now, how does he bring us karbanos? So halacha d'alad, with this insane confusion, what does he do? The case of maybe zeh karbanosa. Im haya asher, if he's a rich person, kosev nechasav lacherim, what does he do? He basically gives his property over to somebody else. Shemitzora asher shehebi korban ani lo yata. Because someone who's rich, who has tzaraas, who brings the korban of a poor person, right, which is these the bird offerings, doesn't fulfill his obligation. Then after that he brings his sin offering of a bird, bolas behema, betiglachas rishonos shlishis, and you have to bring these two korbanos for the first, second, and third haircuttings. He's not allowed to eat the chatas of, okay, because it's safek. Maybe b'tiglachas revius, and by the fourth haircutting, he'll then bring the korban nazir tar. He'll bring the korbanos that the nazir brings, which, if you recall, is the ola chatas and shlamim to shalosh behemos kmo shviyarnu, like the Rambam has explained previously. Okay, halacha hey, 1 second. Now shalosh chatos of shemevi b'shalosh hitkalachos. So these three chatos of these bird sacrifices that he brings for each of these three haircuttings, chatas rishono safek tamaso. So the first chatas is because we're unsure if he's tamei or not. Shnia l'safek tsaraso. Okay. The second one is because he's a safek tsaras. Shein a mitzora maybe korban alachar tiglachas shnia, and the mitzora doesn't bring a korban until after the second haircutting. Right. Mechain chatas shlishis. The third chatas is brought l'safek tamaso. Also, again, for safek tamash, ein tiglachas achas ola nizro ula tsaraso, because the first haircutting can't count for both naziris and tsaras. The Shem of Mitzor Vadai, the Tamei Meis Vadai, and it's possible he all along he really had Saras and he was Tamei Meis. Shehis Galachas Rishon Vashil Saraso Kamosh Riyanu. Okay, but Tiglachas Shlishis, the third haircutting, Tiglachas Tama is for being Tamei. Ulafikach Sarach Lavi Korban Tuma Bashlishis. And that's why he has to bring a Korban Tuma by the third haircutting. Adachava. Shalosh Olos Behema, Shemevi Iman Ala Rishona, Humatana. Okay, so these three, what are they called? These three olas, okay, that are brought for the first, what it called, for the first tiglachas, right? He makes a tanai, humasna. He makes a tanai stipulation, the omer, and he says, "Im tohar ani zum lechavasi." He says, "If I was tohar all along, these korbanos are my obligation. Vim tame ani, but if I was tame all along, harina dava, these are voluntary." V'cheinu omer b'shnir shlishis. So he always has to make that stipulation because all these korbanos are being brought out of suffix. So he has to verbalize the suffix in the bringing of the korbanos. Halacha zayin, who may be korban tahara but tiglachas revius, and he brings the korbanos you would bring for a nazir, right after the fourth haircutting. The omer, and he says umasa, and he breaks the following stipulation: im tama hayisi ola rishona dava v'zuchuba zochuba. So if it turns out I was tama all along, then the first ola I'm bringing here is voluntary, and this one's obligatory. Then luchad hayisi, but and if I was what it called, if I had saras. Hayisi Rishona Chobas Mitzorah. The first one is filling the obligation as having Saras, Vizuchubas and Zeros. And this one is for my obligation as a Nazir, Ushtayim Ham Seos and Daba. And the two middle ones are voluntary. Vim Tar Mitzumas Meis. And if he's Tar because of, what do you call it? Meaning he never touched a dead body. Vim Tar Mitzumas Meis Hayisi. If all along I never touch a dead body, Umitzorah, Ola Rishona Chobah, then the first Ola is Chayiv. Right, is my obligation. The second korban is fulfilling the obligation of mitzorah and the obligation of being a nazir. Ushlishis revius, and the third and fourth ones, the dava, are voluntary. Vashar korban tarati. Okay, the imp tamei you see, but if all along that was tamei, umitzorah, and having saras, ola rishona chovas saras. The first ola is fulfilling my obligation of being saras. Ushnia shlishis the dava. The second, third are voluntary. And this korban, meaning the fourth set that he's bringing, this one is because I was a nazir. Okay. Okay. The korban brought for as an asham and the ola are not intrinsic or essential here. Normally they would be, but not in this case. Not for the haircutting of being tame or for having saras. Nimsus omer, right? Therefore, what does he have to say? Right. So we see what we see from this is that let's say he was really had saras and he didn't touch a dead body. So now the bird offerings will make him tar. And the chatas of the bird chatas is for his sin. But he can't even make you suffic. Okay. The olas behema sheima and the ola behema that's brought with it, the korban tiglachas tahara, is coming from the korban he'd bring as a nazir for finishing his zeros. Because he has to cut his hair on a sacrifice. Okay. But let's say he was Tamei Meis all along. Then this same Ola would be treated like something voluntary. Let's say he didn't have Saras, but he definitely was Tamei Meis. Chatas of Korban Nazir, Shenitma. So the Chatas that he's bringing really counts for him being a Nazir who was Tamei. And the Ola, which wouldn't be required if he was Tamei, is now a voluntary Korban. And then he'd bring the korban of fulfilling his naziris at the end. Mimeno Tamameis velo Mitzora. Let's say he was neither Tamameis nor Mitzora or Mitzora. Olas Behema Shehevi Betiglachas Rishona. The first Ola that he brought with the first haircutting, he Michovas Tiglachas, right, is because of the chiv he'd have to bring, of a sacrifice he'd have to bring because of shaving his hair. The Chatas Obal Suffolk, and the Chatas of is coming by Suffolk. Varelo Nechelas, and therefore because of Suffolk, you can't eat it. Okay. Halachates, Bamedvar Morim. Okay, now it's amazing. All he said in these first eight halachas, all the shaving, all of this, only applies to kishaya katan o isha. Only a minor or a woman would ever, in this case of insane suffolks, ever cut their hair entirely. Remember, the entirety of the hair is cut, okay? Both the hair, obviously not the beard in the case of woman, and eyebrows, okay? But a man who gets stuck in this terrible world of Suffolk Tzaras, while being a Nazir, would never do this. Why? Because of Suffolk, Lotig Lacha Tumah, Lotig Lacha Tzaras. Whether he would not cut his hair completely, whether because of Suffolk Tumah or Suffolk Tzaras. Why? Shema Tarhu, because let's say all along he wasn't Tame and he didn't have Tzaras. And Nimsa Meki Pas Rosha, Shalom Baka Mitzvah. He's cutting off his payas, right? Not these payas, but obviously the five corners. He's cutting those off. You can't do that. Levikach inim megaleach el tiglachas Torah bilvat. So there, in this case of Suffolk, the man would only do the final tiglachas tahara, meaning the one after four, let's say it's the case of Nazir is a year, after 4 years, she'ein arba tiglachas el akiv el mitzvah. Because these four hair cuttings are not intrinsic, rather they're really there, ideally, they're really le mitzvah. But if you didn't do it, you still okay. Now Nazir Shinitstara Vadai Vinipa Basafik. Of course, we're not done yet. Let's say a Nazir had Saras for sure, but we're not sure while he was a Nazir if he was Tame Mates or not. Kesudosa, what does he do? Akash Yitzar Mit Saraso, after he becomes Tar from having Saras, Mazadasushi Bishvini, he has a paraduma water poured on him on the third and seventh day, Umigalef Tilakas Tuma, then he does the haircutting up as being Tame. Umasna limnos in the ziruso kula, and then he starts counting his zeros from that point. Shrei naflu hayamim rishon b'safik toma, because the first days he counted are towards safik toma. Shenitma umevi korban tzara, then he brings the korban tzara b'shoshu b'yan. He can drink wine. Umachar sheyavi korban tzaras ochel b'kachar, and then after he brings his korban tzaras, he then is allowed to eat from korbanos. Yes, Ron.
For the adult male who has this situation,
yeah,
how is he? How does he, so if he only does the haircutting at the end of the 4 years, how does he fulfill the haircutting for the Mitzora?
He doesn't, because he's Suffolk Mitzora. He doesn't.
Okay.
That's what's so fascinating about it. It's like he does everything else. There's everything, like the Korbanos he'd have to do. He just can't do the haircutting because we're in a Suffolk. But he does the Korbanos at a Suffolk. It just shows you
But isn't Aseh Dochalos Aseh?
That's an excellent question. The Rishonim bring that up. That's a very, very good question. Okay? A good question. The Rambam is very sensitive to these kinds of things. He would have brought that up. Good question. Okay, Lachid Aleph. Now, Nitva Vadai, Vayim Mitzvah V'Safek. Now, of course, so we can actually have every variable in place in these cases. Let's say he for sure is a Nazir. He's for sure Tamei Meis, but it's a Safek whether he was Saras or not. Vitar Misafek Saraso, and now he purifies himself from being the Safek Saras. He completed that. Moni meni ziruso shlema. Then he'd count his complete zeros, and then ba'akavach megaleach tiglachas hanega. Then afterwards, he would go ahead and do the shaving that you would do for having tzaras. She'ein tiglachas suffek nego dochen zeros, because that original haircutting that you would do for suffek tzaras does not get rid of the zeros one. Ba'akavach moni shivas yamim. Then he counts 7 days. Bein tiglachas mitzora rishono tiglachas shnia, between the first haircutting for tzaras and the second. Umigaleach, he cuts his hair again. Umevi korbanosav, and he brings korbanosav ochel b'kachin. And then, now that he's exited his suffek tzaras, he enters into toma. Umazed l'shlishu shvi. Then he gets the paraduma water the third and seventh day. And then v'arkagach mona shiva acherim tumas meis. He counts another 7 days because he's tamei meis. And then umigaleach tilachas toma. And then he cuts his hair because he's tamei while being a nazir. V'arkagach mona zirusu kula. And then he counts all the days of nazirus. Okay, alachi beis, almost done. Let's say the Nazir for sure was Tamei Meis and had Saras. Lachashi Tar Mitzaraso, after he becomes Tar from Saras, Migalech Tiglachas Saras Rishona. So again, He cuts his hair for the first tzaras, umazav l'shlishi v'shvi, then he gets the water on the third and seventh day, umigalech rosh uzkano, cuts his hair and his beard, v'shvi on the seventh day, v'itiglach hashniel shel tzaras. And that's the second hair cutting required for tzaras. And then umayvi korbanos v'shmini, then he brings a korbanos he's chayiv to bring on the eighth day, v'ocho v'kachim, he can eat the korbanos, v'sofer shiva, then he counts seven, umigalech tiglach hashtuma, and then cuts his hair because he's tamei. And then he counts his naziros, maybe korban tarav b'shosu b'yayin. And then he brings his korban and drinks water. Actually, he drinks his wine, meaning his naziros is over. Alachi gimel, lava sofer shiva. Right now, why does he count these 7 days prior to bringing these korbanos? She'ain shiva simei tuma only b'shiva simei svira. Because the 7 days for tuma are not counted towards. You can't economize those towards the 7 days of svira. Between Shabbat Tiglachas and Tiglachas Shem Metzorah. They don't count insofar as the 7 days that you need to count between the first haircutting of Tzaras and the second. Finally, the Rambam, as he does, switches back to just a hair of philosophy, no pun intended, Allah Yadalad. Ha'omer Harini Nazir im Eseh Kach V'Kach, O im Lo Eseh Yotze B'Zeh. Let's say a guy comes along and says, I will be a Nazir if I do this or if I don't do this. Hareza Russia. Okay, this guy is evil. Onaziros kizo minaziros hashamu. That is the way. That is the naziros of evil people. Now look at the change of language. Aval hanoder lahashem derech kedusha. But if a guy makes a vow, right, to God in the appropriate way, harei zed no meshubach. So he's deserving of praise. Val zenemar nezer lo varosho kadosh lahashem. V'shachlo kasav kenavi va'akim nechem levim b'chorei u'mibuchoreichem minazir. So the Rambam ends up Naziris by emphasizing that there's bad types of Nidarna for Naziris and good types. Okay, that ends Hilchot Naziris. We will pick up Erechin and Haramim tomorrow.